Exclusive. GOP excoriates Antony Blinken for requesting probe on U.S. racism by pro-critical race theory UN envoy. By Edwin Mora on July 21, 2021. Members of the Republican Study Committee, RSC, slammed Secretary of State Antony Blinken for inviting a pro-critical race theory, CRT, United Nations envoy to investigate human rights abuses in America, Breitbart News learned Monday. In a bid to combat what Blinken describes as U.S. failures at home, the secretary extended unrequested invitations last Tuesday to two UN experts, one on racism and the other on minority issues, to make an official U.S. visit and scrutinize America's human rights record. The State Department added that the Biden administration would issue a standing invitation to all UN envoys, known as special rapporteurs, who investigate human rights issues, including racism and discrimination, and report back to the international body. CRT and Open Borders proponent Eitan Dayakiam, a professor at the University of California at Los Angeles, UCLA, is the UN Special Rapporteur on Contemporary Forms of Racism. She will join the UN Special Rapporteur on Minority Issues during the official U.S. visit, drawing the ire of 25 members of the Republican Study Committee, including Chairman Jim Banks of Indiana. The GOP lawmakers voiced their concerns and demanded to know why Blinken chose the pro-CRT envoy to conduct the probe in a letter sent to the Secretary of State Monday. Breitbart News obtained the letter. The Biden administration is expected to grant the UN officials free rein to investigate human rights abuses in America. Akiam's U.S.-based work and residence coupled with her troubling history of radical views and rhetoric rooted in racial reductionism prevent her from providing an unbiased outsider's perspective, the letter asserted. Blinken's request for Akiam to participate in the UN's racism investigation comes as the battle over CRT in schools has triggered nationwide tension. The Biden administration has also been trying to impose the CRT doctrine on U.S. troops and government workers. Republicans found it disturbing that Blinken would task a proponent of the critical race theory with supporting human rights and equal dignity for all Americans. CRT, which many critics describe as Marxist ideology, claims that all U.S. institutions, government, economy, and culture, are inherently racist, with white people on top and black Americans at the bottom. Under scrutiny, even that which appears race-neutral is racist, the CRT theory promoted by many on the left asserts. The letter from the members of the Conservative House Caucus noted, "In our view, her involvement is likely to sow division and distorted accounts of American history, with her anti-constitutional and anti-American views. Already so well established, it is impossible for Ms. Akiam to be objective in her analysis." Akiam has also come out in support of open borders, asserting that countries like the U.S. must allow all migrants and due to its legacy of colonialism, the GOP lawmakers pointed out. The Republican congressman blasted Blinken's global human rights priorities as misguided for focusing on America's human rights challenges rather than more pressing issues across the world. "Your invitation of Ms. Akiam suggests that you are more concerned about American self-flagellation than you are about those men and women facing oppression overseas," they wrote. After requesting the UN probe on racism, Blinken sent a cable to all U.S. embassies across the world last Friday, instructing American diplomats to admit to U.S. flaws such as institutional racism issues at home when promoting human rights and democracy abroad. Blinken's instructions appear to agree with criticism from China and Russia that America's struggles with race and other issues question U.S. credibility as an advocate of human rights and democracy. Biden's Secretary of State also beat up on America when releasing his department's assessment of human rights violations across the globe. Traditionally, the State Department focuses on promoting American exceptionalism as worthy of emulation when promoting U.S. foreign policy and democratic values at embassies worldwide. The letter's authors demanded answers to several questions by August 15, asking Blinken to justify his request for an investigation into the U.S. and explain why he chose Akiam as one of the investigators, among other things.